Did you have a good summer?
So what? I hate you.
Did you have a good summer?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had a great summer.
It's been a while since you've been here in a training camp situation.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to get out of these
just, you know, being here, we here, training camp, missed it last year, back now, you know, I'm happy, man, I'm excited to get going, that's basically it, ready to hit the field.
Coming out of the spring, do you have a sense of where this team is at, mentally, what your goals are?
No, that's why we here, man, you know, to get better, player recognition, you know, knowing the plays, knowing the call, make mistakes and go over them. You know, that way we could be a better team.
Generally, when you start a camp, there's a sense of optimism with all the changes you made and, you know, everybody being here. Is there a bigger sense of optimism despite missing the playoffs for 4 years in a row?
Oh, I think, you know, everybody's whole goal is to make it playoffs this year. You know, everybody understand that. It's been a minute. You know, I'm going to do the best I can to help, you know, make that possible.
Do you even think about that? Is that something that's brought up, missing the playoffs 4 straight years, or is that?
No, it's not brought up. You know, like each year, you know, for each year, you know, there's different guys on the team. You know, that's what makes a football team. And like, we just got to come together and play as one, play as a unit. And, you know, like I say, make our mistakes now and correct them. And, you know, that's what we're here for in training camp and take that and progress during the regular season.
JPP, how you feeling? Do you feel like you're going to be able to be more?
I feel fine. I feel great.
Do you think you're going to be effective? You feel like you could be more effective?
I was effective last year with a club, so.
More effective?
Yeah, I know so.
Well, in what regard? Where do you think you'd just be able to be able
You got to wait and see. Okay. That's why we have training camp.
Jason, you mentioned last year at one point about leadership and the idea of, you know, some guys want to be vocal and be out there and lead. You said last year you weren't in a position necessarily to lead. I don't want to quote you directly, but that was kind of the sense of what you said. Do you feel differently?
I lead by example, man. You know, everybody see it. I'm probably one of the hardest workers, you know, on the football team. And I'm just out here trying to get right, you know, trying to get to the playoffs, trying to help my team out. And I lead by example. You know, all the guys following me, you know that.
Has your perspective on leadership
changed? I'm not a vocal person.
But has that changed, though? I mean, you were a young guy. You came in. There were guys in the locker room.
I'm a vet now. You know, I can look in the locker room and tell and look and see that the younger guys is looking, you know, looking up to me. You know, they won't say it, but you know. You can quite feel it. So, you know, do whatever it takes.
What about, you know, you've got two pretty high-profile guys coming in on the line, Olivier and Snacks. Can you help their transition? They're veterans, but they're new here.
Mm-hmm. It's a new team, you know. Not new team, but it's new players. But you know, I'm pretty sure they feeling in well. You know, we welcome them. I'm pretty sure they feel like family now. You know, they're the Giants family now. You know, so like they're gonna do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. You know, some calls or whatever. You know, on the football field, on the defensive side, we go over it and stuff. You know, like I say, we family, and they feel family now. They feel part of the family from OTAs and minicamp, so this shouldn't be a problem.
Well, with two-fourths of the front four, though, being new, how many practices will it take before you guys
We don't know. That's the whole, you know, part of playing football and having training camp, coming in and recognize how players play. You know, there's a certain type of way I play, you know, and you just got to have a feel for it. And that's something you just got to feel as a football player. I do a great job of it, and you know, OV, Snacks, and Hank, you know, those are the front guys right there, you know, including me. We're going to have chemistry together, and that's how we got to go about it.
How much of a chip are you to not have to win a club this year?
I'm not worried about no club. You know, my hand feels great. I'm no complaining, no nothing. Been training hard, been getting after it, and I'm just ready to play some football. The club is not going to be an issue. I'm playing with my hand. Feels like my left hand, so.
Are you excited to see what you can do, though?
I'm not excited. I already know what I can do.
How much of a chip on their shoulder do you think that the defense has as a whole coming off of Kyle last season?
I don't know. You know, it didn't end up great. Like I say, our main goal now is to get back to the playoffs. Okay. And that's starting with training camp.
Since the end of last season, how many procedures did you have on your hand to get it?
Oh, just one.
Just one?
Yeah. Just one, that's it.
What was the point of it? What was trying to be accomplished in that procedure?
I don't really get into the details, just to help me play better.
Are you done now with those? You think
I've been done.
Jason,
what's your message to the young guys here in terms of work, in terms of getting this team on the right track?
We're gonna get better. You know, we got to work together. Don't be scared to ask questions. I was once in the position they was in. it's a lot to it. But in reality, everybody here to do the same thing. You know, and that's the get to the playoffs and try to win the Super Bowl.
What do you think the potential for this defense is?
We have to see. We have to see.
Are the additions exciting?
I know people have high expectations. You know, they should. You know, as a defensive player, you should have high expectations for yourself.
Are the additions you've made exciting to you, the defensive additions?
I'm happy. You know, whatever can help. I'm excited to be working with those guys and, can't wait to get after it.